Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, rolling to hour number three, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number, part of the conversation. March Madness underway. We're late now in the first matchup of the day, Michigan State 66 over Mississippi State, 66-51. Yeah, it's about under 4 minutes to go in that game. Yeah, and you have in the second half, but early in the second half, Duquesne and BYU. Duquesne, the 11th seed, upset alert already, 46-32, 14-point lead there. A third game that is now headed late first half, Akron and Creighton. That's a 3 versus 14, and we are tied at 31 right now, so keep an eye on that for upset alert. And also just underway, Arizona, 2 seed against Long Beach State, a 15th seed. By the way, you remember Long Beach State's coach was already fired. He's coaching for free, as he likes the joke. That's early on, 9-5, Arizona with the lead. Both centers look like they're just leaning on each other like, yo, you don't run, I won't run, man. They both look exhausted. The game just started.
Shoot the 3.
Big lumbering defenseman, yeah. All right, so we have your calls, 800-919-3776. We did our bracket. We're already posting some of the polls already for our bracket, which is most beloved. Already issues with it. That's what we intend to do. It's supposed to create your reaction to them. I think I should post the whole bracket so you can see the whole thing. And I don't know how we'll do that graphic-wise. I mean, do we have any idea how to do this stuff? You know me. I can't do it. I'm fat-fingered. I can't do some cool, like, edit.
Just tease them. Just keep it as is. Just tease them.
But I think people need to physically see the matchups, though.
Okay, that is true.
You know, and then they can react to them. So, like, maybe just write them into – is there a way we could write them into a bracket online and then just screenshot that bracket? Like, I'm probably thinking too much about this. We just want to get people, you know, get people involved.
We'll call our graphics department. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We'll get them on it. The last matchup during our show will be in about a half hour from now. Wagner, the local show, the local program from Shaolin.
Austria's finest.
They they take on UNC, the number one seed, North Carolina. It's CBS, though, vehicle. So for Wagner, it's great. They get to be on the big channel, CBS. Mm-hmm. Good for the school.
Absolutely.
And I love that coach, too. He's done a good job there. They have like 7 guys on the roster. It's crazy.
Let's get to the should we forego the power hour chant and go straight to the calls?
No. We've got to do it because when we don't do it, people get upset.
Oh, okay.
So let's do that, and then we'll update everybody on the stories of the day.
Straight to the call. Straight to
the
calls.
And then we'll get right back to the calls at 800-919-3776. So, yes, it's hour number 3. It's Bart and Han. March Madness is underway. What's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 free show, hey.
Oh, really? So that story is one of, like, it's a huge story in sports. March Madness is doing all it can to overshadow it and make sure that you aren't paying attention, because nobody, think about it, if you're in right now the sports broadcasting business in any way, and also in the sports betting, sports gambling business, you're like, oh, March Madness. Everybody talk March Madness. Pay no attention to this story. Because this is a gigantic story.
Watch how many people win today just so they can – so people be
– Oh, right. Right. Keep everybody happy.
Well, you know, yeah, we know that you didn't actually win, but you came close, so we gave you half the money you would have got if you'd have won.
Shohei Ohtani is involved now in this huge story.
Black Sox scandal.
When it comes to sports betting. So his longtime friend and interpreter – incurred gambling debts to a Southern California bookmaking operation that's under federal investigation. And he has been fired from his job. So he suddenly disappeared from, like, remember, they're in Korea right now.
He's going to stay over there. He ain't coming back. going straight back to
Japan.
So
there's a lot of questions surrounding what is at least $4.5 million in a wire transfers sent from Ohtani's bank account to this bookmaking operation, which now has everybody, like, you know, so wondering what is going on here.
So if he don't flip, he can do federal time.
Why are you asking questions about dead lawyers? Yeah.
I mean, he can go, like, just think, if he come back to the States, they're going to ask him about, because he's going to have to be a key witness involved in this illegal gambling chain.
Well, he's claiming he doesn't know anything now. Like,
yeah,
and that's where this thing gets really...
Like, hold on, ain't you the interpreter? I don't understand what you're saying. Like, aren't you the English interpreter?
Well, like I said, here's where it gets dicey for his whole situation, because it started out like this. ESPN was doing their story. It started out with Ohtani had a spokesman that told ESPN that he had transferred those funds to cover the debt, like looking out for his guy. Yeah. And then the spokesman gave, then the interpreter spoke with ESPN.
90-minute interview.
90-minute interview on Tuesday night, in which he laid out his account in the whole thing with, like, very good detail.
Came back.
But
I
then,
lied.
As ESPN was going to prepare the story and publish it yesterday, the spokesman then reached out and disavowed everything that the interpreter said, and then said, Ohtani's lawyers have a statement for you. And the statement says this: in the course of responding to recent media inquiries, we discovered that Shohei had been the victim of a massive theft, and we are turning the matter over to authorities, and that's it. Now, the Dodgers played today. Ohtani played today. They're in Korea. They're playing that. They played the
second game.
The
interpreter was there, correct?
He
stood up in front of the team, right? So what I'm saying is, why in the hell would he come back to the States? I would keep my ass over there or in Japan. I ain't going back because he's facing that's theft.
Yes.
That's jail time.
So anyways, Ohtani played today. And, you know, Padres-Dodgers game today, which was 15-11, was the final. Padres got the win.
How good did Shohei play?
By the way, if you're Yamamoto, who looked terrible, didn't get out of the first inning, you're loving this because, like, oh, good, nobody wants to talk to me. So all the reporters went around. So Chelsea Janes is a reporter for the Washington Post. And Dodgers PR, she tweeted, guarded Ohtani's locker as he changed and told reporters he would not be speaking.
He can't speak. He ain't got no interpreter.
Well, when reporters surrounded his locker,
they probably got some
asking if he had a second. This is what we do. So they'll say he's not available. You're like, all right, we're still going to hang out here anyway. And then you just wait. And you say, hey, you got a sec? You just want to say something? And he walked by and out of the clubhouse saying what the Japanese reporter translated as, have a good night. So he offered nothing.
No, you have a good night. We'll be seeing you soon, partner.
And the Japanese reporters that were there were kind enough to at least share that.
see what happens when you shun New York. Came New York, it's no way this would have got out. Because one, he would have been able to gamble in a place that is legal, and we would have just paid all that hush money off.
This has a lot of people wondering, you know, like, how much was Ohtani really involved in this? First and foremost, if you're Major League Baseball, you have to tell Ohtani you cannot have anything to do with this, even by saying you were aware of the, oh, yeah, I sent the money to cover the bets. You can't do that. That's illegal.
That means that you could have known about it. We don't know at what point did you know.
Exactly.
Take your word.
Which is why the first statement
it.
Is the thing that had everybody at ESPN just, like, shaking their heads, like, hang on a second. Letitia Thompson has the report. And it's amazing that you think that, wait, we sat down and interviewed this guy. The spokesman did say, oh, yeah, he transferred those funds to cover the debt. And then, like, okay, we're about to report this story. Oh, hang on a second. Everything he told you is a lie.
No, that's what he said. She called the guy again, and he was like, yeah, I lied about everything. Like, hold up. And then he had to stand up in front of the team. He's like, I got a gambling problem. Everybody was like, so? Like, yeah. I spent Ohtani's money. Like, whoa.
Again, just remind everybody.
And they don't know because he was in Los Angeles last year. He was with the Angels. They don't know. They're like, well, it's okay. So what? You got a gamble
Multiple
problem.
Sources have said that Ohtani does not gamble and that the funds were just to cover the losses. ESPN reviewed bank information showing Ohtani's name on two $500,000 payments that were sent in September and
October. But it was multiple.
Well, again, they're just probably trying to pay down the debt, so you just keep sending these things. Now, for everybody to understand, sports betting is legal in New York and 39 other states, but it is illegal in California.
And what is California doing, man? You know how much money they stop and they sell? Listen,
now, here's the other thing.
It's going to be the
just want everybody to understand how this stuff works, because there's a lot of questions that are being asked about all this. So sports books, this is how it works when you like the legal sports books, the ones that we talk about, FanDuel, all that other stuff, right? You pay up front. Right? There's no credit. You pay up front. But illegal bookmakers, they'll take your bet on credit.
Credit, yeah.
And then if you can't pay it, that's a big problem.
That's why you want it to be regulated. Johnny Knuckles come up out there, come holler at you.
Right. So that's why you need it to be regulated. You want it to be regulated. And this obviously wasn't. So it's a big deal. Now, they're saying the interpreter placed bets on international soccer matches and other sports, but did not bet on baseball.
Yeah, it sounds
important to point out here as well.
Sounds like Shohei.
So, you know.
Shohei's betting on some soccer. He couldn't do it in L.A. He loves betting.
Mm-hmm. The interpreter said, I want everybody to know Shohei had zero involvement in betting. I want people to know, I did not know this was illegal.
Yeah,
that's what he said. I didn't know it was illegal.
So the bookie that you said, what site did you go to book on the bookie? Where'd you meet the bookie?
Depending on who you asked, they met in person. They dealt with each other personally.
But what I'm saying is, so you call him personally, so you know it's illegal, because if you're anywhere, you've seen FanDuel, you've seen all these sites about how you gamble, and you're like, damn, why can't I get on the FanDuel site? Why can't I get on this site? Yeah. Why can't I bet MGM? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do DraftKings? Oh, because it's illegal where you live in. Stop playing, man. See, now, first of all, we know you're a liar, because you said you had a whole 90-minute story to ESPN, then came back the next day and said, oh, I was lying. So miss me with that, bro. You can try and be the good guy and take the fall and say he had nothing to do and all that stuff. Whatever, doubt.
The whole idea is that it creates for baseball and for all sports, really, not just baseball. It just creates this cloud of
mistrust.
Yeah. Yeah,
like when
I was going to say deception. I don't think it's deception. It's more or less and as I've always said with anything, it allows now people to question it. It allows people to now believe, just like the Donaghy stuff for the NBA all those years ago for David Stern.
Mm-hmm.
What a headache that was, because everybody always thought, referee must be on the take, must be on the take. Then the Donaghy thing happens, and now people are like, see, now it almost proves right things that you'd never want proven right. And now I have the reason to believe the conspiracy theory. The same thing's going to happen here. And he could say, I didn't bet on baseball. It doesn't matter. It's the fact that it is so prevalent and involved, and then now you have this happen, that it will create that question mark.
All right, let's go to the calls, man.
You've had enough of this conversation, haven't you?
Yeah, because
who do you want to talk to so badly?
Anybody. We got people that's been on, you know what I'm saying, holding us down, man. Let's go to Gil and Christian, you know what I'm saying? Let's holler at them.
All right, Gil in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Gil.
Thanks for your patience, Gil. Gil fell asleep twice. Went to the bathroom. Like, they ain't never coming to me. See?
Yeah, I guess we lost
Gil. Let's not hang – why we hang up on him? We could have stepped there. We could have came back to him.
Merv is in Winfield. Merv.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I've been on hold waiting so long, I start blowing my yard.
Excuse me?
It's windy out.
I said, I started cleaning my yard.
Oh,
but anyway, here we go. Where's Anthony Mason or LJ? Of the most iconic pictures of Madison Square Gardens when LJ hit that three against the Pacers.
You're right.
The whole place was up.
Merv, who you taking off, Merv? Who you taking off?
Your WNBA. This is all NBA. I don't know. It's tough.
So, Ionescu? So Sabrina Ionescu should be out. Like, I was trying to get some of the more, you know, like something in the more modern with like fans today.
Yeah,
so we're including everybody. And she's pretty beloved. But you're right, though. LJ's definitely loved. Every time he walks around the garden, you hear people scream for him. You're right.
Mason was loved. Even though he's gone, bro.
Can't deny it.
The locksmith.
Can't deny it. I mean, you know, I could have probably removed Derek Coleman, but I just, like, I wanted to get a more Nets presence.
He's the man.
Yeah. I thought people loved
him. It's tough. Yeah, it's definitely tough, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm with you on both.
Merv, you raking up leaves? Are you edging? What you doing, man?
Yeah, what are we? It's spring cleanup.
Yeah,
right?
A little bit of everything, man. Little spring cleanup.
Mm. Isn't it cold today to be doing that, though?
It's cold today and windy.
It ain't that bad.
No?
You're sure when you're outside.
What you drinking?
Bart, you play football.
What you drinking while you're doing that, though? You ain't going to do that on no straight apple juice.
There's no way you're just outside. It's something
Arizona
to keep
iced tea.
You running away from – are you running from anybody in the house? Like, man, I'm just going to go outside.
Yeah, let me go outside. I'm just going to, yeah. Let me
who you running from, Murray?
He's got the backpack leaf blower on just so he can make noise, too. Like, oh, no, I'm busy. Yeah. I'm busy.
It is my daughter's 20th birthday, so I got to get everything all ready.
Oh, cool. I like that. Clean it up for the – all right, I get it. All right, Murray, we'll enjoy, and I appreciate the input. It's something to think about, but like I said, I'm just trying to cover everybody. Bar, you
Christian.
You
just, let's go to
you
Christian.
Got, you got oh okay. Christian in Connecticut. Christian.
Dan gave up on it, son.
I mean, we had to do audio files, right? We took a call, then we started the show. We restarted the show.
That's the first time I can physically hear
somebody hung
Ray,
up.
Ray hang up on somebody. It feel like Ray had like an old dial up phone and I thought it was just a button. Ray picked up the physical phone. Click.
I'm trying to figure out, what about this conversation got you so, like, I'm done with this to want to go to calls?
I really didn't care about Shohei like that much.
You don't care about it?
I did, but we talked about it ad nauseum. I know this is a new audience probably.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to touch on it a little bit.
This is one of the big. This is a huge story in sports today.
I just didn't want to go too deep in the woods without, you know, paying it forward for the people that already heard it. Because these guys were on for like 85 minutes, so they had already heard it, and they were hearing it again before they even got to set a point by all the good stuff.
Well, the one call that didn't pick up wanted to tell me to listen to Sirius XM if I want to get March Madness coverage, which would be hard to do while I'm hosting a show. Okay.
I do it all the time.
The other caller that didn't answer was going to ask you when Sean McDermott was going to get fired.
Pretty soon if they don't win. Listen, that's New York's third team. We serve in New York, baby.
I see. Our reach to Buffalo is huge.
I'm big in Buffalo.
Are you?
Do they hate
people
me,
love
man.
You there?
No, they hate me.
Oh, well, that's also good, right?
I once had a fan write in to his mother. I mean, said that I was using profane language, and that's not right because her kid was there. I said, well, don't bring your damn kid.
What?
Because you're talking. No, they were talking stuff to me. And I was talking stuff back, and she said her kids heard it. But meanwhile, they were saying stuff too.
But were they
saying? They said I should get fined. I should be suspended.
Were they using profanity talk to you?
Absolutely. They're Buffalo.
So you used it back?
Yeah. I said all kinds of stuff.
Did you? Did anything come of that?
Nah. Just said kick rocks.
All right. I got nervous because Paul McCartney was trending. Did not want to see, you know.
The upper room?
You don't want to see that. But it's simply just some.
He got a baby on the way.
Where he ranks?
Like, is
that a new thing now? These guys in their 80s are having kids.
Yeah, they just like leaving some legacy bombs.
It's wild.
Robert De Niro, Al Pacino. Isn't
Pacino and De Niro both?
They
right?
just so happy that it still work kids. At 80. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, that is pretty amazing stuff, right? Almost feel like it's a flex in a way, right?
It's a flex.
It's a bit of a flex, isn't it? Like, yeah,
still shooting up the club, baby.
Still
and now I don't care.
Still working.
Exactly. How about yours?
Raul in the Poconos. Raul.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Actually, I was going to talk about the baseball, about Willie Randle, but he told me he didn't make the cut. Just one question on for Bart about the Jets. I just keep reading that they're trying to not resign, but get Clowney.
Yeah.
And do you think us losing Huff was tremendous for us, and you think Clowney will replace that?
Yeah, well, Clowney had more or the same amount of sacks, I believe, that Huff had, and he came later in the season. He was splitting a lot of time with Ajobu and Owe in Baltimore. But also, you know, Clowney is a lot stronger against the run because that's always been his specialty too, being able to set the edge on a run. And McDonald's, you hope, takes the same step that Jermaine Johnson made, going from 2 sacks to 8, 7.5, and be more involved in the personnel groupings. But you had to go get a swing guy that can play both sides. Clowney's a guy that's a vet. If they can get him for what the same thing they got the Ravens got for him, which he's probably looking for more, $4 to $5 million.
Yeah.
You know, then you know that's a steal. Right, because you know, I think Philly's going to realize that Huff is in the every down back, and he started to wear down. If you look at pass rush, if you look at what happened in the second half, he only had 2 sacks in the second half of the season. You know what I mean? So you worry about his longevity, especially for $50 million, $51 million, 3 years. That's a lot of money. you know, for a guy that's a one-way player.
And since I know you're in the organization, how about Jamal Adams? You hear anything about him coming back?
We don't want no Jamal Adams. Bad locker room guy. He left wrong. You know what I mean? He wore his welcome out quickly. Like, listen, they gave up a first-round draft pick, paid him, and they still couldn't say bye to him good fast enough.
Something going on with him there. Yeah.
Supernovas are beautiful, but they burn out fast, and yeah. That's what he was. And now people exploit him in coverage with tight ends, which he doesn't match up well. So basically, he's a linebacker. Might as well just change his position officially, like Mark Barron did when he came in. He was a safety for the Alabama, and when he played for the Saints, he ended up being pretty much a weak side linebacker. But I'm not paying him. No, I got my leaders. I don't need a dude to try and come in and act like he's back at his house. Nah, bro, we good. We don't need him talking all that stuff in the media. We good.
So the first game is over. Michigan State gets the win. So that's you're happy about that, right? Michigan State beats Mississippi State. Beat them pretty easily, too.
Absolutely. I mean, come on, man.
We've got 59-51, I believe. All right, so you got that. So there's your first. It's sort of an upset, although it wasn't that big of a deal. But right now, Duquesne – with about 8 minutes to go, the 11th seed Duquesne has got a lead on BYU, which is a 6th seed. So keep an eye on that game. And we'll keep an eye on all of it for you. 800-919-3776. All right, so the Knicks play tonight in Denver. They finish out their road trip against the defending champs. The Nuggets have been playing great since All-Star break. Knicks will be without OG Anunoby, of course, as you know. But there was some positive injury news yesterday about a player who returned to practice, and that's a bit of a surprise. We'll discuss that and more with you next. Stay with us. Spartan Han, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Game of runs.
Long Beach State, they're in a brawl right now with Arizona. It's a good game.
It looked like they went to the hood and got all the black people.
And again, the coach is fired, and they're playing their hearts out for him right now. Duquesne, with still about 5 minutes to go, Duquesne's got a lead, the 11th seed over the 6th seed BYU. But Long Beach State is a 15 versus a number 2 Arizona, and it's a game. Now, it's not a high scoring game. It's not,
bro,
but it's a
brawl. I don't see one white player on 18. He went straight to Compton.
You think so?
He went somewhere.
Coach is white.
I wonder how many of these guys was prop 48s. I like this type of team, baby.
You like a prop 48 team?
This is like a team that was made of dudes that can play, but they never could keep their self out of trouble.
Well, that's like, remember in the 90s,
they have no fear.
There was that run in the 90s where it was like all these JUCOs. Guys who would go to junior college, and then 2 years, because, you know, guys are still playing 3-4 years. You know, that center for Arizona is a monster.
Hey, but you know what's funny?
But he looks exhausted.
Yeah, like, yeah. Balo.
He looks so tired.
Man, he, bro.
But yeah, double doubles.
But you know what's crazy? Like, I watched, you know, all three of the guys from Long Beach went old Delilah. They smacked the ground like, oh, yeah. We lock you down, and he get an easy dunk.
Yeah, they play that game. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, Oboy gonna pass out. Balo gonna pass. Look, he lies down. He's like, man. Look, he stopped the 3-point. Like, ooh, he made it. Thank God.
See, they're giving me okay. I could do a multi-game. See, I kind of like this app. So if you're just joining us, I've tried to figure out how on streaming can I watch all the games without having to bounce from, you know, the Paramount app to the Max. And there is a March Madness app that you can get. Now, if you have a provider, a cable provider, or anything else, you can log in. But what you can do is it gives you a mosaic. You add games and put it on your screen.
So you don't have to pay. Like, if you already have a cable provider, they'll just load it all up for you.
Right, which I think this is great. So now I'm just adding. I'm putting the games on the screen.
You can add the games that you want on?
See, what's interesting is that it's telling me that Wagner and UNC is not available. Now, that must mean... No, it's got to mean that it's because it didn't tip yet.
I thought it did.
Well, it should be. That's a 245 vehicle. Because I'm gonna watch Wagner closely.
But you still
mainly
be,
because
you be.
We're a UNC family, but also because it's one of our local teams. Them in St. Peter's, we should be supporting them.
So who you rooting for to go?
Good question. Well, now you know,
happy
Stephanie,
wife,
Stephanie's a Tar Heel.
That's what I'm saying.
She went there, played there.
But who's your loyalty to?
Well, since UNC is the team I picked to win it all, sorry, Wagner. But
who are you?
Want to see them? I
want to
see,
see them
New York.
Lose, but you want to see them lose by a little bit?
Yes.
Oh, ooh.
Competitive!
Great game. Miss
take
on the
that
buzzer.
Competitive L.
Wow.
What? What? I'm wrong.
Come on! I thought you loved fairy tales.
Well, but not this one, because the fairy tale for me is for North Carolina to win it all.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, tonight, while the March Madness is going on, the Knicks finish their road trip in Denver. They play the Nuggets, and, you know, the Nuggets have been great. You know, like Josh Hart was asked this morning, like, what does it take to stop Jokic? He said, you pray. Like, you know, like he's been amazing. I think he's going to win MVP again, by the way. Can you imagine that? But I think he's going to. He's that good. You know, some people might want to give it to Shea Gilley.
Yeah, somebody else needed to get it because we knew it. Joel Embiid had it for the most part. Shea Gilley is right there with the.
He's right there, but he's not what Jokic is.
He's not what?
He's great, but he's not Jokic.
Oh, he's great, but he's not great.
He's not Jokic. Jokic's great is different, man.
He's putting up buckets, man.
Yeah, he is.
Smoothest guy in the league. He gets easy mm-hmm. buckets, easy all money, right. Baby.
Well, let's. I want to ask this question, 800-919-3776. Because you heard the guys talk about it this morning. I kind of liked it, so I'm going to steal it from them. It's sort of like this. If you're a Knicks fan and they get smoked tonight. Now, you get no OG. You're playing the Nuggets. End of the trip. You're already won the first three games. Like, can you leave this game? Can you get on the plane and fly home? You stayed up. It's not as late. 9 o'clock tip, 8:30, MSG. I'll be on with Bill Pito. Of course, we have coverage here on 98.7 ESPN as well. But if you are flying home and it's like a 30-point loss. Now, the Knicks don't lose. They don't do that. They're a team that stays in it for the most part. They're a scrappy team. But let's just throw it out there. Like, it's an absolute abomination of a game. Are you still flying home feeling satisfied? Like, is this a game that you could – because I know Knicks fans. Knicks fans,
yeah.
They can't. They need to go 82-0. I mean, they won 9 in a row. They lost a game. And we had callers that were going like, oh, my God, it's over. Oh, my God. Like, Knicks fans are that passionate.
Bro, I'm good.
But is tonight a game where you watch going, I don't even care. I don't even care. If they win, I'll laugh my fool head off. But if they lose, I don't care. Can you feel like that tonight about this game?
Man, absolutely. Because guess what? It's not like we haven't beat them. So it's not like, oh, we can't beat them when we all together. It's
smoked
the last game.
The garden.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's the last game of a long road trip. You got what you came for.
More than what you came for.
And you lost OG. And maybe this game be different when OG's there. If we see him again, you know, it'll be in the championship.
That's what I'm saying. The next
time
you see
them, we ain't worried about that.
We got confident
that we can beat them. We ain't got to prove nothing tonight. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, if it gets to that point where it's looking like that, I'm gonna get some experience from some of the backups. I'm gonna let Grimes go get some. You know what I'm saying? I'm
Grimes
gonna let somebody else
team.
Get some.
Grimes is on your team now, Detroit. Yeah.
I mean McBride. I'm gonna let him go get. I'm gonna let him get some. You know what I'm saying?
Would you actually? Yeah. Would you do that? Would you almost dial back Brunson tonight?
Yes. If we get to the third quarter, it's not looking like we wanted to look.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, if y'all want Brunson to play, y'all got to go out there this second unit after the third quarter start, this second unit when it's time for him to rest. If y'all want him to come back out there, y'all need to do something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like if you're not within 10 in the fourth quarter, this might be a game where you just go, all right. You know, like, and I hate doing that. You know, Tibbs doesn't do that. You know, the Villanova guys ain't doing that. Like, you know, basically conceding, pull the chute, right? Let it go, cut the cord, all that stuff. Like, just giving up a game. But when you consider where they are schedule-wise, you also know you come home tonight after the game. Like, you're flying home tonight. You're only home for a day, and then you play 1 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah, but
that sucks.
But you got homecoming, too. You know, but yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. It's still I got to be in the gym early on Saturday to play a game when I just got in literally 24 hours ago early in the morning.
I'm with that.
So the schedule sucks. So that Saturday, don't look at that as homecoming because you're going to be a little weary. So that's what I'm wondering. Like, how do you handle this game tonight knowing there's no OG? Now, on top of it, there is some good news. Mitchell Robinson practiced yesterday. Full contact practice.
What's the bad news?
First time since December.
What's the bad news?
No, I'm just you have the chance of getting him back at some point, if not before the playoffs. It feels real now that you're going to get your 7-footer, who's the best offensive rebounder in the game and a great defender, to add to what Hartenstein's already given you. You are suddenly getting better defensively, and now he might not be able to play a ton of minutes. But the point is that you're getting another piece back. You'll be missing one piece, and that one piece is a big one. And the fact that he hasn't been cleared yet.
My point.
My spidey senses are tingling about this one, making me a little concerned.
It's the bad news. So with that being said,
Randall has not been cleared yet to practice full contact, and that is something that I think is, as we get closer and closer to April. He should have been cleared by now if he was going to play. I thought he might play Saturday or Monday against Detroit Monday. Like, I thought he'd be cleared by then, but he's not, which kind of suggests we're leaning towards maybe this isn't going to happen. Maybe the shoulder's not responding the way he hoped it would. Maybe there's some issues that there's concern about the contact and that maybe he's not going to be able to come back this year. That's a concern. Because if Mitchell Robinson had surgery in December on his foot and was thought to be out for the season, and instead he could be back and they won't rush him, but he could be back in April. He could be back on the floor playing in games by April. Might even be sooner than that, but I would take a conservative and think they'll take it slow to make sure he's in elite shape, get him into some scrimmages and practice and let him run so he can get his body ready to play. But damn, you add him to this, you're better. You're much better. But yeah. Randall's still a huge piece that will be missing because of the scoring aspect that still puts a lot of pressure on Jalen Brunson. OG Anunoby's, you know, the situation with him, Bart keeps telling us he went through this, he'll be fine, right? You keep saying he'll be fine.
Just swelling and maintaining the swelling. Eventually, his body will respond to it the right way.
All right, so let's leave it at that. We'll finish the show like this. We'll get the Knicks fans going, and it's just simply this. You play tonight. And it's the end of a road trip, 4-game trip. You won the first three. This is the defending champs. They are home. They are comfortable. And they are playing. They're one of the hottest teams in the league since the All-Star break. And you know your situation. How do you feel about tonight's game? Is this one of those, I'll watch it without much emotion because it's okay. Because they've already done the job on the trip. And you know how tough it's going to be. And there's no OG and all that stuff. Are you watching it that way? Or are you still watching it, edge of your seat? No. Let's go 4-0. Let's steal this. Let's find a way to pull off a big upset. Let's find a way to do it. I'm playing Hart 48 minutes. I'm playing Brunson 40 minutes. We win this thing. We got to win. Every win matters. We can catch the Cavs. The Cavs lost again. I want to know the passionate level for you tonight for this game. Let's get the calls. 800-919-3776. We have that to do. We'll give you a tournament update. And, of course, the K-Show top of the hour.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Upset alert already. March Madness. 11th ranked Duquesne. 17 seconds to go, up 4 on BYU. BYU is a 6th seed, bogus. Halftime, Arizona is a 2 seed against Long Beach State, which is a great story. The coach is fired, but he's still coaching.
Wow. Yippee,
41-35 at the half there.
Who winning?
Arizona.
Oh, damn. They came back.
Thought you knew that. And then UNC and Wagner is underway, and it's a 6-3 North Carolina. It's very early, certainly, in that one. So that's all I got for you. What you got for me?
Let's get to them calls. Let's get one call. We can get one
call.
We got
to get a couple. We'll rapid fire. I just want to take the temperature of the Knicks fans tonight. So, Knicks fans tonight, end of the trip, playing Denver.
Let's go to Ant-Man. Ant-Man, yeah, that's me.
Anthony Hempstead. Anthony, how are we feeling about the game tonight?
Thank you guys for having me on, man. I'm basically feeling as though this doesn't have to be an end-all, be-all game. We won 3 already. You know, this one's okay.
If it's so you're watching relaxed. Right, yeah, you're watching, relax. Yeah. So lounge back in the chair, watching the game, chill. No matter what happens, I'm good. Not edge of the seat, screaming at Tibbs. Okay, that's good. So Anthony says that's where he is. Steve and Wayne. Steve, how you feeling about it?
Guys, just give me a few seconds. Yes, this game is important. It's important because Cleveland on Orlando, especially Orlando, they have not lost. And remember, we're 0-3 against Orlando this year. I do not want to see Orlando in the first round. I want to get out of that 4 spot, get into the 3 spot. Cleveland lost last night. So, yes, this game is important. It's important.
Okay. Yeah, but are you afraid? You probably know you're going to win the next 3, though. You know what I mean?
Steve brings up a good point. I'm watching the standings. I'm thinking the same thing. Cleveland is banged up, and they keep losing. The door is open. You're right there. On their tail, you can get out of the 4th seed. You could get into the 3 seed. And he's right. Orlando, they're playing like the worst schedule. They play nobody good. So maybe there is more importance to this.
I love that you said, all of a sudden, can't relax, Bart.
Get. I'll see you tomorrow.
No, you won't.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.